It's now time for the most exciting and mystifying 2+ minutes in new sports talk radio across this great land. That's right. It's time for another edition of Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications on the WSGW Morning Team. Now, I have not celebrated a perfect week in quite some time. Naturally, I regained my quest for perfection last week, right? Let's review the tape. Give me the Commanders over the Giants 26-20.
Direct snap, Saquon Barkley, and Barkley will score!
Why am I such a misfit? I am not just a nitwit.
Give me the Browns over the Ravens 23-20.
He gets it to Peoples-Jones! Touchdown, Cleveland Browns!
What? Give me the Lions over the Jets 27-20.
Brock Wright with it to the 30. Brock Wright 25. Brock Wright 20. Comes back into 10. To the 5.
Yes.
To the end zone. Touchdown Detroit Lions. Oh my. 51 yards.
You are correct, sir. Yes.
Brand new Lions.
Man, I'm winning, but that's not perfect. However, thanks to my belief in the Detroit Lions, I finished above water with another 2-1 record, which improves my season record to 41-18. Now, a few, like Art Lewis, could live with that, but I refuse to be satisfied with such a pedestrian record. I strive to provide prognosticating perfection on a prolific program such as this one on WSGW. And because of that, I'll add a little Christmas gift by giving you 4 picks this weekend. No. You don't have to thank me for my benevolence. I'm just giving you, my legion of fans, what you want. I'm dealing with all NFL games again this week, but next week I'll have a mix of college football bowl games with the pros, including the big Michigan TCU National Championship semifinal. But for now, here are my picks. Let's start with the NFC North champion Minnesota Vikings, hosting the New York Giants on Saturday at 1 p.m. Former MSU Spartan quarterback Kirk Cousins won the NFC's Offensive Player of the Week after leading the Vikes in the greatest comeback in NFL history against the Colts. Cousins has been on fire in the last few games, and I foresee that continuing against the G-Men. Give me the Vikings over the G-Men 28-20. The Saturday matchup between the proud Pittsburgh Steelers and the Oakland Raiders on the 50th anniversary of the Immaculate Reception was supposed to be a celebration, but that has changed completely with the death of Steeler great Franco Harris.
Lift off! Franco Harris has it!
Of course, it was Harris who caught the Immaculate Reception in that 1972 playoff game. And in recognition of Franco and the city of Pittsburgh, I only have to say, give me the Steelers over the Raiders 30-20. The Green Bay Packers visit the Miami Dolphins Sunday at 1 p.m. The Packers are just a game back of the Lions, and I have a feeling that there's some in the national media who want Aaron Rodgers in the postseason. But guess what? They won't have Rodgers in the postseason after Miami's offense runs all over them. Goodbye, Pack. Give me the Dolphins over the Packers 31-27. And finally, you're suddenly competent and playoff-contending Detroit Lions take their 3-game winning streak on the road to the Carolina Panthers this Saturday with kickoff at 1 p.m. It'll be a balmy 38 degrees in Charlotte, which is better than so many other places the Lions could be this weekend, as they are trying to not just get above the 500 mark, but also trying to become just the second team since 1970 to reach the playoffs after a 1-6 start.
Never tell me the odds.
Now, the Panthers will run the ball and run the ball some more, but the Lions' run defense has really improved of late, and after watching the Steelers' porous run defense stifled the 5-9 Panthers last week, I don't believe the Lions will have much trouble doing the same. Besides, this Lions offense is far superior, and there's no way they scored just 1 touchdown this week. I can't believe I have this much faith in the Lions. What's happening?
It's Christmas. It's the time of miracles, so be of good cheer.
How right you are, Hans. Give me the Lions over the Panthers 28-17. So I've got the Vikings over the G-Men, the Steelers over the Raiders, the Dolphins over the Packers, and the Lions over the Panthers. And that's your Christmas edition of Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications on WSGW.
And God bless us all, everyone.